feeling sad or ill, reverse it now. Feeling sad or ill, reverse it now. We go through life saying that we want to be whole and perfect. We would enjoy having relationships that are excellent and harmonious. We'd like to be a beautiful people. Well, if you want to go through life and be a beautiful person, if you want to go through life and be a beautiful human being, that's just fine. But remember, if that is your choice, if you choose to be a human being, you choose to go through life with emotions, with feelings, and it's up to you which one becomes a dominant experience in your life. If you have a feeling or an emotion that is predominant in your thinking, in your attitude, in your life, in your affairs, in your body, then that is who you are. Now, people say, well, I want to be divine, but I don't want to lose my humanness. I want to be divine, but I don't want to lose my sensitivity, and I don't want to lose my caringness about others and my caringness about the world in which I live. I want to be a human being, but I want to be divine, and I don't know what I want. And this is where we leave most people. They don't know what they want. But if you are going to know about feeling sad and ill, if you're going to know about feeling happy, if you're going to know about these things, you got to be real careful what you're doing, because you are allowing yourself to let them be the predominant activity of your life, the predominant beings in your world. And is that what you want? Is that what you really want to do? Is that what I want to do? If not, I have to really be in charge. If not, I have to say, if I am divine, and I am, what keeps me from being divine? My awareness of it, my determination to walk the divine path, my realization that being divine is a good thing, a wonderful thing, that being divine is an ultimate for awareness of a human being, because that's where we're always aiming our ship. We're always aiming our attitudes at being divine. Feeling sad or ill, reverse it right now. Reverse it to feeling good and feeling whole. And when you reverse that feeling, it's just a simple matter of attitude reversal. When you reverse that feeling, the condition comes along with it. When you're sad, the condition of sadness comes along. When you're happy, the condition of happiness comes along. But it's your choice. It's your decision as to what it is that's important to you. What is it that's important to you in your world? What is it that's important to you in your life? What is it that's important? Now, once you determine what is important in your life, in your world, in your experiences, then that's what you're going to have. Now, if it's important for you to have other people feel sorry for you, if it's important for you to have other people put their two cents in on how you're living your life, then you're human, and you will be subject to all the slings and arrows of misfortune that life can bring you, and all the joy and happiness that life can bring you, and either or. And it doesn't seem to me like that's a balanced arrangement. We either are going one direction or another. Either we're going in the realization that we are divine and we're wonderful and we're fantastic and we're glorious and we're whole and perfect, or we go into the direction that we are not. Now, so long as I have to tell my dog how he should act, then I can be aware that I am not acting as though I believe my dog hears my thought and acts upon it. So long as I have to tell my child how to behave, I am not living that behavior in myself. So long as I tell the world that it is good or bad or indifferent, then I am good or bad or indifferent. I have no stability about me. I have no principles about me that guide and direct and govern my life. I am sort of worthless. And truly, that's the correct word for it. I am worthless, because I am going nowhere quickly. I am going nowhere in a hurry, and I'm getting nowhere quickly. Now, can I be, just by my thought, master of my life? Can I be, just by my thinking, just by knowing who I am, can I be what I am, what my reality is, what my original purity and integrity is? Can I be that? What keeps me from my original purity and integrity? It's what I was and what I am, but it's not how I'm acting and not how I'm thinking right now. So when I can think that I like me, I can think that I'm wonderful, I can think that I'm good, I can think that I'm fantastic in every possible way, then I am that. Now, feeling sad or ill, I reverse it to feeling good and whole. Feeling unwanted, uncared for, I change it to feeling I care for everyone. And while I am caring for everyone, I do not notice whether they care for me or not, because I care for them, and I care for my world, and I care for what I create in my world. I create all that is, and I care for that, and I create that, and I am that. And when I create that, then I do not think for myself. I do not think, what am I? I do not think, where am I going? What's happening in my life? I do not think that. I only think that when I want somebody else's opinion about me, when I want somebody else to love me, when I feel unloved, when I feel sad and ill, when I feel negative attitudes about myself. Now, I can feel positive attitudes about myself every moment of my life if this is my choice. I can feel positive attitudes about my life every moment of my experience if I choose, but only if I choose. Now, they say, if you want to be a happy person, then be a happy person. If you want to be a sad person, then be a sad person. If you want to be receive gifts, give gifts. Well, now, that seems kind of contrary, but if you want to receive gifts, give gifts. When you are in the process of giving gifts, you do not think for one instant about receiving gifts. You do not think for one instant that you are not getting gifts. You do not think that the world wants to give you gifts or doesn't want to give you gifts. That is of no consequence or no account to you whatsoever. Your only thought is, you give the gift. And when you give the gift, whatever the gift may be to whomever it may be, when you're in a gift-giving mode, when you are giving of yourself, you'll find that the gifts that come back to you are so much greater than anything you've ever given out, so much more rewarding and fantastic than anything that you've ever known in your life, because the giver is the one who really gets the gift. So, if I want to have a happy life, then I give the world happiness. I go around seeing everyone in the world being beautiful and good. I go around and recognize everyone in the world is a lovely being, is fantastic. And if I open my eyes wide enough, yes, if I open my eyes wide enough, I see that everyone is a reflection of me. And I see everyone as a reflection of my givingness. I see everyone as a reflection of my unconditional loving kindness. I see everyone as a reflection of the divine in me. And as everyone is a reflection of the divine in me, how great that is, and how wonderful that is, and how powerful that is. Feeling sad or ill? Reverse it now. Reverse it now. Feel good. Yes, feel good. And when you feel good, when I feel good, I do feel good. I am good. I don't think about the problem. For every thought I put on the problem compounds the problem, exacerbates the problem, makes it bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's a good word, exacerbate. We don't always know what that means, but it means to make it bigger, to compound it. And so as I compound happiness, and as I compound love, unconditional love to everyone in my world, I am the biggest unconditionally loving person you'll ever know. For I hold nothing negative. How you like that? I only know goodness about everyone in the world. Everyone in the world is a lover of mine. I have created them that way, and I love them with all my heart. I see them successful. I see them happy. I see them fulfilled. I see them doing everything that makes their life worthwhile and beneficial. And as I see them that way, I am that way. For I have to be that way to see them that way. For they cannot mirror me any other way than I am. And if I am that glorious person, they will mirror me as that glorious person, and I will be that, and I am that. Now, it's sort of like an argument, but feeling sad or ill, that's exactly what I am. Feeling glad or joyous, that's exactly what I am. What is it that I want to do? Am I going down the wrong side of the street, or am I going down the wrong street? Then reverse it. Go down the right street. Go down the right street right now. Walk the right lane in life right now. Be the right being in life right now. Because you can feel sad or you can feel glad. You can feel ill and you can feel the chill. It's up to you. What is it you want out of life? What is it you want out of your world? Are you willing to give to your world what you want out of it? For only when you give to your world what you want out of it, are you having the world express to you what you are now and always. I see my world. Fabulous! I see me. Fabulous! And I see life. Fabulous. Right now.